If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Did he hit the pylon? He did. Touchdown Atlanta.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We started the day talking about, I'm a little sad, 5 weeks of fun coming to an end, man. We're talking about the World Cup. We'll revisit that conversation. We'll give you an open leaderboard coming up as well.
Yes.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you're having a great day. Braves back at it tomorrow. They start a three-game series with the Rangers, guys, as the season resumes. And we have a lot of questions as we get ready for that series. Look, I'll say this. The playoff run starts tomorrow. Don't be fooled. You cannot start off the second half of the season, technically, and lose a bunch of games, Mike, and we've got all these question marks about the offense and pitching and feel like we're going to make a run. I feel like this is a very important two and a half week period for the Braves, so we'll talk about that along the way. But you, sir, have a very interesting list.
Yeah, I found this list, and I was like, okay, you know what? Do I like this list? Do I agree with this list? It's another one of these. Again, you could argue that these happen all the time now during football season. Some would say it's clickbait, but again, with just 2 weeks left before camp starts, we're going to find out just what we've got with our quarterback battle. And one thing we know is they're throwing to one of the best wide receivers in the league.
Yes,
how
they
good?
Are. Yes, they
well,
are.
The nerds at PFF,
okay,
Pro Football Focus, announced the top 10 wide receivers ahead of this season. Number one, Puka Nacua with the Rams.
Have no issues with that.
I might put Jackson Smith and Jigba over him, but either way, both guys make unbelievable catches.
Fair enough.
Yeah. True. But again, we're splitting hairs of excellence
okay. Right,
on that one.
Yes.
Third, Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
You know, he had to deal with a bad quarterback situation, made the most of it. Number four, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yes.
So no argument so far, right?
Beast, yes.
Number five, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Lions, go-to guy. Okay.
Number six, now a Patriot. You see the logo, formerly an Eagle, A.J. Brown.
Ooh. He's still a top 10 guy?
Yeah. He's capable of he could have 1,500, 1,600 yards. 2,000 yards. Got to get him the rock.
Yes. You're right. All right.
And now
right.
It'll be Drake May's job.
Right. I'm skewed because of the Eagle stuff, but yes. Okay.
No,
you're
I
right.
mean, I might put CeeDee Lamb over both of them.
Me too. That's what I was going to say.
Because CeeDee Lamb comes in at number seven. Again, this is from the nerds at Pro Football Focus. Number eight, Nico Collins from the Houston Texans. A down year for CJ Stroud.
Yes, it was. But Nico is, he's a dude now.
Right.
You know what the common denominator is for all of these guys. And here's what's even funny about the Puka Nacua thing. Puka's faster than you think he is. He makes big
right.
plays down the field. But, Mike, all these guys, for the most part, stretch the field. The guys you're talking about right now, they all stretch
right.
the field. All right, go ahead.
So you got Nico at eight, and then two Cowboys. George Pickens, he of the franchise tag, comes in at number nine.
He made the top 10.
Again, this is Pro Football Focus. Does Collinsworth still own that? I know Collinsworth bought a big piece of it. I don't know if he sold it.
I don't know either.
But Chris Collinsworth, a legendary, well, in his own mind, good NFL wide receiver, NBC. I love his broadcast. I don't think people get so in their bag about it. I think he brings attitude and edge. I like it.
I do too.
Anyway, he's had a big part with PFF. Number 10 on their top 10 wide receivers going into this season, Drake London.
I like these PFF guys.
Yeah, and I got to be honest. I don't think I could put Drake atop of those guys just based on the stats. Some of these things beyond his control. We know he played in probably two, maybe three games that he probably should have sat out because of injury, but he
yes.
gave it a go because he's a tough dude.
I'm with you. Look, I have no issue saying he's not Ja'Marr Chase. He's not those guys at the top. I have no issue saying that. He's not Justin Jefferson, Mike. He hasn't put up those kinds of seasons that some of those guys have had.
2 years ago, he was top four. He was a top four receiver 2 seasons.
So here's the question, though. That's the big question mark. What? Because really, you're judging A.J. Brown not off of last season. You know what he's been at his best. Right. Have we seen Drake at his best? And has he had any of those quarterbacks that some of those guys have had an opportunity to play with? If Joe, who am I thinking of at the top of the list? Who'd you say?
Justin Jefferson had to deal with the quarterback shenanigans in Minnesota.
And he still put up numbers. So, I don't know, man. I love Drake, but I do think, as I said, he's playing with a little chip on his shoulder, and it has nothing to do with the new contract. Guys, he's going to get paid regardless. I just think it has to do with this kind of stuff, where you go, wait a minute, why? Well, I'm not in the top five. Like, right. To me, that's where he belongs. That's where he should be. But he's got an opportunity to prove that. And that's – we got to get him the ball, man. We got to get down the ball, or the ball down the field, a lot more this season. More explosive plays.
And that's just it. I mean, everybody, you just touched on it. You've got to have a reliable delivery system. That's what made Roddy White – if you go back and look at the year that Mike Vick unfortunately had the dogfighting and was out and then wound up in the Hooskow, you had like four – I mean, just absolute mediocre quarterbacks. And Roddy went over 1,000 yards receiving that year.
Sure did.
You know, we had everybody from – who was the guy? I still can't remember his name. Joey Harrington. And we had, who else, Oren? Byron Leftwich.
You know, Chris Redmond?
Redmond. Good pull. Okay. Good pull from Louisville. And Roddy had a great year that year. That was the one. Remember, that's the year that Petrino quit with a couple games left on the season.
It's hard.
But that's a testament to how good Roddy was.
No, I agree. I agree. And look, as he got a better quarterback, what happened with Roddy? He just got better and better, right?
So, right.
I am glad that our guy is getting recognized in the top 10. You know, we talk about Bijan. He was ranked, I think, 18th on the Bleacher Report list of top players to build a franchise around. Okay, I'm cool with that. I would have him lower than that. I would have him a lot lower than 18th? 8 to build a franchise around?
Right.
But we're talking – this guy is a staple guy. Look, and the problem I think a lot of people have is there was a time in the NFL where you literally did build your team around a running back, right? Sweetness. Mm-hmm. Think about it, right? Eric Dickerson, Tony Dorsett, right? Even the Cowboys were built around Emmitt Smith, Mike.
Right.
That's really what that was. And then everything else kind of worked off of it, and Troy Aikman and play action. But the league has changed, and so I don't think people look at it like that. But, like, for me, 18th on the Bleacher Report list for build a franchise around, I think he should be higher than that.
Yeah, I just, unfortunately, it's a byproduct of how bad the Falcons have been. It has nothing to do with, I mean, we know what he is. It's just, if he was playing in Los Angeles, if he's playing for a winner, a perennial playoff team, and we haven't been there in 8 years. So it is unfortunately, something that won't change until we win. Another thing that happened, all these memes. See all these memes that have popped up now? Every one of these teams has won a playoff game in Mercedes-Benz.
Talking about football teams?
Well, they show, football and football.
Oh.
So they show Atlanta United. They show England. You know, I should say Argentina. They show all the teams, you know, that have played here in some of those off-season Champions League events. You know, like we had, you know, European teams. They show the college teams. And you know who hasn't won a playoff game?
Falcons.
Yeah. Is that going to change anytime soon?
Well, hope this year. I mean,
you can't argue with it. It just reminds you of why, again, 8 years this building's been open and we haven't been able to bring home the bacon.
No, it's very frustrating. All right, the countdown to camp continues, man. We have what, 14 days until training camp starts.
Is this going to make people upset?
No, I'm just telling you, we got 14 days.
I want to make one thing clear. There's only one Mr. Voice, and it's me. Me. Got it? It's Dukes and Bell's Falcons Camp Countdown. 14 days until we find out if both knees are healthy. Wait, what?
Wow. Okay. I mean, fair enough. You can't argue with that. I mean, again, people will get triggered. Talking about Michael Penix. I presume Mr. Voice is talking about his knees.
Here's the deal, though. Apparently, Mr. Voice is listening to this show.
I want to make one thing clear.
Obviously.
There's only one Mr. Voice, and it's me. Me.
He's obviously listening to the show. Because, Mike, we don't contact this guy. All we do is put the request in, hey, can we do something? And next thing you know, this is the kind of stuff we get. Either way, aren't both of his knees healthy?
It's Dukes and Bell's Falcons Camp Countdown. 14 days until we find out if both knees are healthy. Wait, what?
Will they be healthy? Day-Day, why are you shaking your head in there? Will they be healthy?
Because there's... Come on, man.
What?
Come on, Mr. Voice. 4 days in a row. 4 days in a row. Come on, Mr. Voice.
Well, again, we've established that Mr. Voice is not Carl Dukes. Carl Dukes and Mr. Voice are two separate people.
That's not me.
Mr. Voice is his own person. And apparently, he is pro Tua, much like you. That's why people were led to believe.
It sounds like there's some kind of allegiance.
Because you'd have to bend your knees too much again.
That was Stephen A. By the way.
It sounds like there's some kind of allegiance.
Would you stop it? There's no allegiance.
You're pro Tua. You're pro Tua. Now you've made the argument, and it's a valid argument that Tua's got an advantage.
You know what? You're gonna have Michael's people PO'd at me. Yeah, I am not pro Tua. I am simply giving Tua much more of an opportunity than most of you.
Can't wait for that first day in the closet.
Yeah, I told you. That's what we call wait a minute. This ain't R. Kelly we're talking about. We're talking about our studios in Atlanta.
Yes.
Falcons headquarters.
Up at Flowery Branch. No, you're right. I mean, look, I welcome the opportunity. We love Pitch.
Not.
He talked to us throughout the course of last year up until the injury because, you know, he was.
Right. He wasn't available.
Yeah. And then there were times he was in the building. We were like, hey, is Mike here? And they were like, yeah, he's chilling or whatever. But I welcome Mike and I welcome the opportunity.
Nah.
I can't wait till Mike tells Penix how much he dislikes his situation.
We'll talk to Michael Penix because unlike some of the listeners who are like, he should never talk to you. Guys on the text line. He should punch you guys out. Well, that will make the news.
Come on. It's Dukes and Bell's Falcons Camp Countdown. 14 days until we find out if both knees are healthy.
Mr. Voice is not wrong. Okay, I don't know what that was. But he's not wrong about that. He's not wrong about that.
Right. Confused because normally you have one knee injury in one knee, but Michael has knee injuries in both knees.
That's
so
true.
I can understand his confusion because knee injuries to both knees.
Well, he needs both knees to be healthy this year.
He's had two knee injuries in his time in the college game, and then he had a partial tear of the ACL, the other knee, the one that was, you know, the air quotes, good knee.
Correct.
You know, this last season in week 11.
Hey.
And part of this, now again, if you're new to the show, and not a Michael Penix Jr. jock sniffer, we talk about, you know, this camp. And again, now we'll finally get to see where the rubber hits the road. Mr. Voice is, I think, across the line here, Carl. I would think at your prompting, although he maintains that you guys are two separate people. I'm still not sold on that, if I'm honest.
He's listening to the show, man, obviously.
But anyway, but if you're new to the show, we're going to finally find out after all this offseason of everybody breaking down, you know, wedding videos and everything else, if this guy can do the job. To do the job, you got to win the battle. To win the battle, you got to have two good knees, and that's what Mr. Voice is talking about.
Well, so thank you. I think it's valid. Let me ask you guys something, though, or let me say this real quick. I know Michael Penix had a really good camp last year. I did. And I think we talked a lot about it. What we didn't know is the offensive coordinator was going to do what the offensive coordinator did. So as crazy as all of this may sound, I actually thought Mike played well in camp and was ready for the season. What we didn't know is our OC was a joke.
Well again,
it was a joke, Mike.
There's things that you can talk to Michael Penix. Like, for instance, Michael Penix, he told us, and he it's not like it's a secret. He had his worst game in Charlotte. The footwork wasn't there. It was just fundamentally it was so bad.
That pick six was ugly.
Zach Robinson decides to come down. But again, this goes back to why didn't you have your offensive coordinator working with your rookie quarterback, second-year quarterback, from the jump? That goes back to Raheem Morris. I know we're covering old territory here, but I'm just for guys who feel that I got a mean on for Michael Penix Jr.
Well, that's you.
No, you. Me?
You.
You're the one in cahoots with Mr. Voice on Tua.
I am not in cahoots. You're the one who said you don't trust a quarterback who's had three knee surgeries.
Well, I did say that. Okay. That's true. But getting back to it, there's things that are, you know, you can't pin on Michael Penix Jr., the poor coaching he received. You know, when he's coming to the sideline yelling, can you get the play in? Okay, yeah, he's trying to do his job and basically just his first full season as a starter.
Yep.
And you've got a guy who's now in Tampa Bay screwing the pooch in Zach Robinson.
No doubt. I'm just telling you, he had a good camp last year.
But they should have had him play in preseason.
Oh,
but Raheem Morris never plays his starters in preseason.
And no, I cannot debate that. But again, that's water under the bridge. And now he gets to prove it to a new regime and a new head coach. That will happen in 14 days.
Are you sure you're not Mr. Voice?
How the hell could I be Mr. Voice? And I mean,
I want to make one thing clear. There's only one Mr. Voice, and it's me. Me.
I mean, look, we all know how the technology.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's PRENUVO.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Technology works if you go on Dateline and they change your voice.
So you were. Well, why are we going to Dateline with this
because,
now?
Because Carl could very easily get on one of those voice manipulation machines.
I can't do that.
You know, just when they ask, like, so you knew who the murderer was?
I knew who the murderer was.
I'm just saying that could still be you.
That's not me, dude. I don't have that technology. I don't have the capability.
You knew it was wrong, but you still did it.
Yes, I knew it was wrong.
All right, man. Coming up, Braves resume the season tomorrow with a 3-game series against the Rangers. What if? What if? We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.